I was born on June 17, 1925, in the progressive city of Berkeley, California. My father was Theodore Stevens Borodin, born in the early 1890s. He was the first son of Stevens Alexander Borodin, who was, with the strange logic of the naming hierarchy of the Russian culture, the first son of Alexander Theodore Borodin. As I was a first son, I received my great-grandfather's name and also became Alexander Theodore. And in keeping with the Russian custom of giving feminine diminutives to all children, as well as to pets and other loved ones, regardless of their sex, I answered to the name of Shura Borodin. My father was the stern parent who was assigned the role of disciplinarian, although I can't remember his ever having used the oft-threatened belt on me. He had authority, however, and he kept it honed as a teacher of history and literature in Oakland, where the students were mostly Portuguese, and he also taught gardening to the rowdy, school-hating kids. He must have impressed them somehow, because the school garden produced magnificent flowers, and you took your life in your hands if you stepped on one of the plants that his students had cultivated and tended. My father's friends were mostly Russian emigres who had come to this country at the same time he had, in the early 20s. Most of them had escaped Bolshevism by moving eastwards through Manchuria, then south to Japan. And with the opening of the immigration doors by President Harding, many came to San Francisco to start a new life. In this circle, there were also the families of his friends, the wives and children. My parents moved in these spheres, which had a Russian flavor, and so did I. I cannot remember any personal friends of my mother, apart from these allies of my father. I truly believe my father was proud of me, but I'm not sure just why I'm left with that impression. He liked to refer to me as his son and heir, but he never told me anything about his childhood or his private thoughts. All I knew about his family was that he had 5 brothers and 6 sisters, all of whom had been raised in Chelyabinsk, and all of whom were still in Russia. He read avidly, most easily in Russian, and always from pulp paper books with imprints on the inside cover that said Riga or Moscow. The house was scattered with these plain brownish paperbacks with stark titles, published in some unknown country.